Chapter 9, A Needle in a Haystack. Henry ran downstairs to the kitchen, where the others were getting breakfast.
You figured it out, he told Violet.
I figured what out?
Violet asked. She looked at Henry, confused.
You figured out where the sword is, Henry said. At least, where it very well might be.
Henry, sit down and explain what you're talking about,
Jessie said to her older brother. Henry sat down, leaning eagerly across the table.
Violet mentioned a haystack. That made me think of the little bits of hay we keep seeing.
You mean, like in King Richard's tent?
Benny asked.
I saw some in Annie's hair one day, Violet recalled.
Well, maybe that hay is a clue, Henry said. A haystack would be the perfect place to bury a sword, wouldn't it? You wouldn't need a shovel, so you wouldn't have to dig.
Yes, so...
Jessie asked.
You saw the haystack inside the stable, which they used to feed the horses. Well, there's an even bigger haystack behind the stable, Henry said.
So, you're thinking the sword might be hidden inside the haystack?
Asked Jessie.
Yes, Henry said. If Annie or Mr. Worthington put the sword there, some hay might have gotten on their clothes or hair.
That would explain the bits of hay we've seen,
Violet agreed. The others thought for a moment.
And it makes sense if Jonathan took it, said Violet. Remember, we saw him heading in the direction of the stable the night the sword disappeared.
That's right, said Henry.
All right, as soon as we get there, we'll check the haystack, Jessie said.
When they arrived at the park, they found it was quiet and empty. Most people had not even arrived for work yet. The children headed straight for the stable tent. They could hear the horses whinnying inside. Just as Henry had told them, behind the tent was a large pile of hay.
Here's a haystack, Henry said. Let's start looking.
It was a big job. Jessie and Henry pulled handfuls of hay off the pile, making another pile of hay alongside it. Benny and Violet joined in. Benny dropped handfuls of hay on the ground in his eagerness to find the sword.
Benny, watch what you're doing, Jessie reminded him. We don't want to make a mess here.
Sorry,
Benny said, trying to be more careful. The Aldens had moved a large pile of hay when suddenly, peeking out of the hay, they saw a piece of red velvet.
What's that? Asked Violet. I don't know, but it definitely doesn't belong in this haystack, said Jessie.
The children worked more quickly now, shoving hay out of the way until they uncovered a bundle wrapped in red velvet. The velvet was edged in thick fur.
Wait a minute, said Violet. I think that's King Richard's cape.
You're right, said Jessie. Hannah mentioned he'd lost it.
She picked up the cape and immediately broke into a smile.
There's something wrapped up in here, she said.
She placed the bundle down on the pile of hay and began gently unfolding the velvet.
It feels like...
A moment later, she had pulled off the last fold of the cape. There, lying in the bundle, was the sword. It looked just as the children remembered it. The large red stone glistened in the center.
The sword, Jessie said triumphantly.
Wow, it really was hidden in the haystack, said Benny.
Wrapped in King Richard's cape, said Violet. Does that mean he's to blame?
Maybe, said Henry. But remember, when we saw the Silver Knight that night, he was carrying a bundle. This might be what it was.
Let's get this back to Hannah right away, said Jessie,
wrapping the cape around the sword again.
She'll be glad to see it.
The Aldens went quickly to Hannah's office in the main tent, but there was no sign of her.
I guess it is still pretty early, Henry said, looking at his watch. Probably no one will be here for another hour or so.
While the children were waiting, they saw a man parking his car in the parking lot. He was wearing a black jacket and sunglasses. A moment later, he was walking toward the main tent, a newspaper tucked under his arm. Suddenly, Benny recognized him.
That's Jonathan's friend, he said.
Can I help you? Henry called out.
I'm looking for Jonathan Fairbanks, the man said.
You can check his tent, but I don't think he's here yet, Henry said. No one is.
I just couldn't wait to give him the news, the man said. Can you give him a message for me?
Hey, this is a switch,
Benny said, laughing.
Last time I gave you a message from him.
That's right, said the man. I knew you looked familiar. I'm Jonathan's agent, Stephen Chase. Tell him the movie contract is signed.
Okay,
Benny said. He wondered what the man was talking about.
Oh, and give him this.
He handed the newspaper that had been tucked under his arm to Benny and headed back to his car.
His agent?
Henry said, as Stephen Chase walked away.
Why does he need an agent?
And what do you think he was talking about? The movie contract?
Asked Violet. Benny unfolded the newspaper Mr. Chase had handed him. Local actor chosen for starring role in Noble Knights of the Round Table, the headline read. Jessie looked at the article over Benny's shoulder.
It's about that movie they're making, she said.
As she began to read it to herself, her eyes widened.
Now I see,
she said to herself.
What is it?
Benny asked.
Just a second,
Jessie said, taking the newspaper and flipping the pages.
It's continued on page 10.
She opened to page 10 and turned it around so the others could see. There, in the center of the page, was a picture of Jonathan. The caption underneath said, Jonathan Fairbanks will star in movie.